Well, you may have noticed the obvious parallel between the first reading, where the prophet says what people can expect when God intervenes on behalf of God's people in due time. The deaf hear, the dumb speak, and everything is as God intends it. And then, of course, in the gospel, Jesus indeed makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak plainly. It is virtually certain that when Mark wrote these words, when he told this story, he had this Old Testament vision in mind. And undoubtedly, those who read Mark's gospel made the same connection, that Jesus is this one whom people have been waiting for all of history. What I think is interesting, especially interesting, in that gospel reading is the reaction of the people. They are exceedingly astonished. They can't believe their eyes. What has happened is totally unexpected. They are surprised and delighted, and they can't keep quiet. They just run throughout the area, telling everyone what they have seen, what they have heard, that Jesus is the one. As I was praying over the readings and preparing for this homily, I was thinking to myself, I wonder what the reaction of the people would have been if a healing was totally expected. If what Jesus did was seen to be something that the man deserved, that was going to be given with certainty, would they have reacted the same way? Or was it the surprise, the unexpectedness of the kindness of Jesus that caused them to explode with gratitude and delight? Gratitude happens when a kindness exceeds expectation. Gratitude happens when a kindness exceeds expectation. Think of your own experience. When the Cleveland Indians win, or the Cleveland Browns win, even more so, totally unexpected, a complete surprise, and I am filled with delight and gratitude to God for this miracle. Or you're sitting in the Four Seasons restaurant, and you're looking at a $200 or $300 bill, and the busboy comes by and fills your glass with water. Okay, I would expect nothing less. But suppose you're driving down the street on a really hot day, and you stop at an intersection, and there's somebody there in the median strip with a box of water bottles, and she gives you a cold water free of charge, just says, "Have a good day." Unexpected. A kindness that I know I did not pay for, did not earn, totally gratuitous. And I am filled with gratitude to that woman in a way that I don't feel toward the busboy. A kindness unearned, unexpected. Earlier this week, I spoke at some length with a young man who said that he had been away from the church for a long time. And something happened in his life, a tragedy, a real tragedy, and he found himself wanting to reconnect with the church. He found himself open, as he had not been before, to the possibility of relationship with God. And he came back and was surprised and delighted at how close God seemed to be to him. When he thought that God shouldn't be having anything to do with him because he had been unfaithful. And yet there God was, closer than ever. And he was filled with gratitude at this unexpected kindness of God. I think this is what the second reading means when the writer says, the poor are rich in faith. In the eyes of God, the poor are rich. Not because they have material resources or health or status or reputation. The poor are rich in the mind of the writer because they depend on God alone. They have nothing but God to depend on, and that is enough for them. Whereas the rich, the strong, the powerful, the well thought of, tend to depend on those things. And when the rich, or when the poor, experience God's presence in their life, it is something wholly unexpected for which they are grateful. Gratitude happens when kindness exceeds expectations. So what I suggest we do at some point before the end of the day is pay back that kindness, or as the phrase goes, pay forward that kindness that we in our poverty have experienced from God. Pay it forward to someone who is equally undeserving of love.